Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Yeah, so they say. Hi, folks. Current temperature 39 degrees in Reno. Yes, it's a local show. The local yokels have taken over. I'm Chief Local Yokel John Potter here every Saturday 9 to noon, producing from Carson City. It's our man, Mr. Craig, Mr. Radio Craig. Good morning, sir. And hey, the jury, the duty thing is over?
Yeah, the trial that they were going for the jury duty, or that I was assigned for jury duty to, was with 175 of my closest friends. The verdict came in on Wednesday. She was guilty on all counts, 19 charges. And
did you send her to the chair? Bloodthirsty Craig, of course, proclaiming her guilty. Sent to the gallows?
No, well, she will be. She's going to be life. Yeah.
Oh, you are. You are. See how tough management is.
I had no part in the actual.
Listen, what's important is, did they feed you?
No.
I mean, they didn't feed you?
No, they have it right on their website. You're responsible. You know, we don't, you know, bring lunch or snacks or whatever, but yeah.
Forget that.
Yeah. Well, the vending machines, I think I told you this before, little bag of Cheetos, Cheez-Its, was $3.50, so.
You know, you just reminded me of something. We bought a bag of Cheetos, my wife and I like the puffy ones. She likes the little hard Cheetos. They've changed them. They're small. They're a lot smaller, and they actually reduced the amount of cheese on the Cheetos. That's our hot topic today, folks.
Yeah. Well, on the Cheeto topic really quick, they've actually changed the formula, so it's not really, the coloring is not coming.
That's terrible.
It's not,
You didn't tell me? Holy cow, and I went to Costco, and it's like an 8-pound bag.
Oh, hey, I do that.
Jeez.
You know,
give it to the cats.
That's a week and a half for me, 8 pounds, yeah. Pound a
day. Cats get it. Cats and the mice, that's what I'm going to feed. Okay, well, you got to cheer me up today. I love mornings. I'm always excited to work, but I got a little down, a little worried for my country after the protests yesterday. How did they make you feel?
Well,
I mean, what's your take on this? I'm happy to see kids getting involved in looking into actual American U.S. history and politics. I think that's a great thing. But let me tell you my experience yesterday. I was walking by Wooster a little after, it was like 10 minutes before noon yesterday. I'm supposed to end my shift here at 12, but I leave 10 minutes early. Don't tell management. Anyway, it was like the entire school. I was walking by Wooster right a little before noon. It was like the entire school was being let out. It looked like 90% walkout participation to me. Most all the kids were carrying big signs, all the same size, with, you know, drawings and such. Huh. I think there may have been some school help with these. Was there a sign-making class? Kids with bullhorns and their signs heading out to Plum. A lot of F this and F that. A lot of F ice. Young kids yelling at, screaming at cars. Saw a young female student with a big sign. She had to be like 14 years old, calling ICE officers ice holes. Very nice. I hate to get picky and ridiculous here. I know this is a very big issue, but the penmanship that made me realize, you know, looking at these signs, hey, a generation is growing up without penmanship. And I don't mean to pick on the kids. It is really not their fault. It's the smartphone society. They write on keyboards. They text. There's no cursive anymore. And you can tell looking at some of these signs at Wooster High that was third grade penmanship. One sign misspelled killings. Instead of a small G, the student drew a small Q. They're not used to this. And I know, you know, there was definitely a big reason for the protests. I get that. Aside from the politicians and media working us up into a storm about ICE, I know many, many kids are compassionate. I'll always believe people at their base are good at heart. And I think a lot of what they believe, these kids, is valid. I love to see them get involved with our country. But the saddest things I saw, somebody explain this, the saddest things I saw were these huge Mexican flags they carried around. One was a big, where'd they get such massive Mexican flags? One was on a pickup truck. What is that about? What sense does that make? What are you saying with these huge honking Mexican flags? Why have more Mexican flags? And I counted three huge ones at Wooster and only one American flag. Thank God they didn't have the American flag upside down. But it frankly comes across as we love this country and not yours. They don't know how fortunate they are to be here in the USA instead of Mexico. Here in this country, you can go on the internet or scream from the street and tell everybody your government is fascist and still be alive to do it the next day. So you just proved you're not living under a fascist government. And unlike real soldiers, you get to pick your own hours and be back home in time for lunch. And that is what made me the saddest. Here's how to tell. It's a right-wing protest. Tons of American and American history flags. How to tell it's a left-wing protest. Flags of another country or an identity flag, right? And what was written on these signs? If the education system actually wants to raise excellent young Americans, maybe host a debate in class between students. You know, that's what we did in my old high school. Mr. Wingate would hold debates in eighth grade, and we would study U.S. history, and we'd pick a topic, and we'd look at the news and the politics, and we'd have the most respectful, and he'd have one podium on one side of the classroom and another podium on the other, and we chose our sides, and we would have, like, it was a TV debate, and it was the most respectful discussion between sides without an ounce of anger, none at all. We'd even dress with suits and ties for the debate day. How quaint. And now parents and the schools let them out in the street in their PJs to hold up profane signs. I know I exaggerate a little bit, but we need logic and debate in schools, not variations of the F word. So for me, for what I saw, and I'm speaking locally, this is a local show. I don't touch on the federal, you know, national usually. So it was really sad for me to see that. It really brought me down when I thought of the country that I love being so disrespected and the way things look and how much my country, I think, is in peril. Craig, you should be playing violin music here. But it's the saddest. This is the saddest show intro I've ever done. And I don't like to be that way. But I had to ask myself yesterday, what's our future? I know I don't have a whole lot of time left on Earth, but I'm still really bothered of how my USA is going to be without me and so many others to stand up and protect it. I commented on Reddit Thursday. I don't usually do it. You know, I like to read what people say. I commented on Reddit Thursday when somebody posted the protest schedule. It was going to start in the schools at noon, and I wrote my snarky comment, which was, during their lunch, I thought for sure they'd schedule it during math class. And I got a reply from a teacher that reads, and you can find it on Reno Reddit, he or she says, math teacher here, I had 5 out of 33 students today in math class. Which tells, I guess, tells me that a lot of kids just didn't skip the whole day at school. It's kind of funny. I personally know a local conservative student who was actually sick yesterday and is very upset that they that he's going to be considered part of the protest. But honestly, listen, folks, if I had done this walkout stuff when I was that age, my father would have slapped the smile off my face and said, get to school. Enough said, we're there to learn. Mom would have said, why, you can't walk on a Saturday or a Sunday? Okay, and okay, that enough of the protest. Oh, actually, there was also the shopping boycott yesterday. Talk about that. Did you notice any of the stores closed? The shopping protest, do not shop on Ice Out Friday. What did you observe? And what's your take? 884-9910. Don't have to call. I have something to say about it. You can text it too. 775-884-9910. My name is John Potter. I'm here Saturday 9 to noon. I'm sorry about that. Going to take our break. Call now and you'll be next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature in Reno just crossed into the 40s. It's 40 degrees. Partly cloudy skies on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm John Potter, live and local. Okay. There was also the shopping boycott yesterday. This was part of the big Ice Out Friday. Some shops and store owners closed yesterday to protest ICE and Trump. I always stop for coffee and lunch when I leave work at 11:50. I'm supposed to leave at noon. And I stop at shops, you know, for lunch when I'm walking home after work. 3 food stands were closed at Reno Public Market. Next door, Beloved Breads was closed. Kathy and I call that Mean Girl Bread. Kathy and I, we have renamed every place we frequent, and some morning I will read off the list for you. Okay, so no coffee in Midtown. So I thought, coffee bar on Mount Rose Street. And so I walked up there, and there are 2 full-page declarations on the locked door. This is why we're closed today. Trump bad, ICE bad. And it would have, I swear, it would have taken you 8 minutes to read these 2 things on the door, 2 full pages, single-spaced text. And this is our declaration to ICE. On and on. And oh my gosh, just stick to coffee. So coffee bar was closed because, you know, they can't handle people having the opposite opinion. So, you know, so then I go home. And I make the wrong decision to watch the news. And the news reporters, breathlessly, they're all excited about people yelling and carrying F ICE signs and protests and acts of violence that are the work of our politicians and their friends, the news media, who capitalize on a tragedy that we conservatives, we don't like what happened in Minneapolis either. Let's sit down and make sure it doesn't happen again. You know, but the media and the politicians, they turn up the heat higher and higher for their own personal benefit. The news channels benefit because conflict pitting Americans against each other gets good ratings, which then earns big advertising dollars. The politicians, because angering their side against the other party gets them to join in so they can keep their power in office. You know, we're getting played at the expense of love for country. I caught some, and it's just the whole attitude toward our country is overwhelmingly negative, and it just brings me down. I caught some cable news host yesterday saying the rudest, most terrible things about our First Lady. What did she do? Oh, she's featured in a movie. And they're saying really terrible things about it and celebrating how it's going to be a bomb even before it started playing in the theaters. So is anything sacred anymore in the good old USA? I don't watch the news. You know, it's more than slanted, if you ask. It's cruel. I sense they hate America. I won't watch it. I go about my life, and I'm a very happy person doing my daily routine. I think people watch the news and go into a doom loop and rage inside. I tune out the BS. I enjoy life because Nevada and Reno are a great place to live, and God has given us another day to live in paradise. But you can't avoid this out there. It's all around us. I mean, have you folks, you longtime Nevada folks, ever seen a continued period of protests like this ever before? I came here in 78, so I missed Vietnam, but this seems to me like, I don't know, I'm not being very articulate today. It's weak coffee day. It's a weak coffee Saturday. It's just that it was a lot of virtue signaling with this national shutdown, you know, demanding no school, no work, no shopping, ice out, you know, it really began in the artificial world of social media, where activists play disproportionately large roles. Our Democrat friends called on businesses to close, telling people not to shop Friday, students not to get educated Friday, as a repudiation of the men and women who are officers of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. I saw the list of local businesses that vowed to close yesterday. It was kind of a look at what we're doing thing on social media. I didn't recognize the name of 99% of these businesses. Mostly, they look like places where if you have purple hair, it'd be a good place to stop in and get some herb tea or something. And that's fine. That's okay. But the vilification of these ICE agents by people and politicians in the media is despicable. It's immoral and wrong. And unfortunately, our friends on the left have some bad habits in regard to those who serve us in uniform. And listen, I personally do not like the way that Christy Noem and that Bivino guy or whatever his name is, I don't like the way that they deployed and used these federal officers in Minneapolis, you know, going out, grabbing up a bunch of people and then sorting through to see who might be an illegal alien. I don't think that's the best way to go. That's not the way we've gone. That's not the way Tom Homan does that. I don't like the fact that they did it that way. To be honest with you, just as President Trump and others in the administration have said, this conflict in significant measure got ginned up because Democrats want issues and anger going into the midterm elections. At these protests, there's organization. There's money behind them. There's training. And the things they were trained on were not techniques of protest. They were techniques of disruption and harassment. These were not deeds of communication of speech protected by the First Amendment. They were violations of state law. You get on the street, you block the roads, you interfere with the officers to try to get between them and the violent person they're dealing with. None of that is free speech. they're violations of law. The Minnesota politicians had the local police look the other way. And you have this ongoing, you know, I'll say it again, vilification of federal officers. You had a ginning up through hateful rhetoric by that mayor nutjob out there, by the governor out there. And it was just turn up the heat, make the water boil more, turn it up, turn up the heat. And here's the thing, it's a terrible thing to say because two Americans lost their lives, but somewhere in the places where they planned this opposition and trying to juice up this whole political mess, they rejoiced when these two people got shot because that gave them martyrs and gave them a louder voice. And unfortunately, politicians wanted this fight, but to take this profession, that agency, and vilify people is simply not right. And you and I just have to make sure that when we talk about Back in the Blue, that's not just, you know, your local police department or this county sheriff's office. It includes the men and women in federal law enforcement as well. We don't see them as much. They're not patrolling out there in uniforms typically, but they are 24/7, 365 on duty in our service, focusing on the enforcement of federal law for which their agency is specifically designed. And these people are servants of our for our safety, defenders of our homeland in the same way that your local police officer and deputy or trooper is. They're not perfect, and when things go wrong, they get corrected, which is what we're seeing now. All right, I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News. Derek is on location at a very special health fair going on right now that you can join, I guess, go in for free. We'll tell you all about it and talk to Derek up next. I'm John Potter, live local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:30.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. A lot of great guests on the show today. I'm John Potter. Derek Lee is on location. Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Hello, Derek Lee.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Great. You're at the Carson Valley Wellness and Heating Expo. It's going on. Well, it opened already. It started at 9. It's going until 2 at 1600 Esmeralda Avenue at 395 and 4th Street by Minden Park. And that's the Merck. That's the old Minden Mercantile Company in downtown Minden.
That's correct. It's amazing. It's so, people are lined up at 9 o'clock waiting to get in.
Tell us about this thing going on. Describe the scene for us. What's there?
There's a lot of vendors here from everything from Reiki healers, massage therapists to holistic healing properties. There's a tremendous amount of people, great energy, a lot of fun, lots of people. It's a really fascinating event they put together. It's pretty, it's amazing what they've done in a short amount of time.
And it's free. Free, folks. Once again, 395 and 4th Minden, downtown Minden there. What are you there for? What do you have at your table set up?
So what we have with us is we bought a bunch of Restore, Dopexil, Lactoferrin, and Cell Repair. And so we brought a lot of business cards. We got our new website up in the last week. We have new logo, new product labels. And so we're here to try to gain exposure, to try to provide information, and to just be a part of the public and to just do what we do, John. Just explain things from a different perspective.
Well, I took your Dopexil this morning, and I'm riding high on this stuff. It turned me into a motor mouth. For the first, I tell you, this stuff, my brain's on fire here. BrainHealthFormulas.com is where you get Dopexil and all the other great products that Daryl is offering. So this is your first public appearance that we've talked about where you could actually talk to the people directly. And you have samples there? Are you selling your product there, Derek?
Yeah, we don't have samples per se. We have a bunch of products. We have Restore, Dopexil, Cell Repair, and Lactoferrin formula. And we have a new bundle that we're releasing today. called the Necessity Bundle. That is includes a bottle of Restore, a package of Dopexil, and a package of Cell Repair. And so that's roughly a savings of $40. And so we also are, this is one of the biggest sales we would ever do, which is buy two bundles and get a third bundle for free. Now, if you want to capitalize on the situation and to do this, you only buy two bundles and you'll be able to add a third bundle for free in shipping. Or if you want to come down to this event today, we have lots of the Necessity Bundle here with us. And so if people wanted to come down here and purchase that, we'd have plenty of options for you.
That'd be the best way right there. I mean, the bundles are value-based in the first place, and you have buy two, get one free, and you don't have to deal with the shipping and all that. You can just pick it up where Derek is right now at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo today in Minden. Why did you pick those three for this Necessity Bundle? You have Restore, Dopexil, and a Cell Repair. Why those three, Derek?
Well, I believe it's the most well-rounded products we could ever have, because Restore is going to work on the brain and balancing the immune system. Dopexil is going to work on improving dopamine production, and the dopamine production helps to balance the nervous system, so it really revitalized the entire electrical system from your brain to your center to the spine, from your brain to your toes. And that in itself does a lot of good for a lot of people. It balances mood, balances emotions, helps reduce anxiety, depression. And at the same time, Cell Repair is the one product that can address the worst thing for guys when we get older is the prostate issues. So Cell Repair can address the prostate. Cell Repair can address the thyroid. Cell Repair can address the pancreas, because Cell Repair helps us utilize glucose in the blood. And so if we have high glucose numbers, that's because our cells aren't utilizing glucose circulating in the blood. And so this is what Cell Repair does, is to revitalize the cells, the cellular structure, to be able to use glucose. Every cell in our body and brain has the capability of utilizing glucose. And as we age, that ability, I guess, starts to disappear. So this is why we call it the Necessity Bundle, is because we cover just about everything with those three products.
And you're at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo. Tell us who else is there besides you, Derek. What is a Wellness and Healing Expo?
It's a lot of local businesses, local individuals. There's the gut girl, Nicole Calici's here. Dr. Joshua Welch is here. He's a chiropractor. There's a lot of natural healers here. There's a lot of homeopaths. There's a lot of supplement. There's a couple supplement companies like myself. There's just a lot of good overall energy, good people, good times, lots of communication, lots of stories being told. And so it's just a fantastic event. I highly recommend everyone come down and just take a walk through. It's very nice.
And you said it's free, and you said people are...
It's free.
But you said there was a line outside the door. Is there waiting to get
there
in?
There was before we opened, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
okay,
so
cool.
As soon as the doors opened, people flocked in. So there's quite a few people here.
Well, you don't get to talk to... You're talking to me. You don't get to talk to the people. Do you have an assistant deal with the people? What?
I do have an assistant. My fiancée, Kathy's holding the booth.
Oh, good, good. Oh, well, that's awesome.
She's holding strong. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carson Valley.
threw her to the wolves, and she's going to do her best to hold the table for us until I get back.
All right. So, folks, the big deal, you don't have to get out there. Get the Necessity Bundle. It contains Restore, Dopexil, and Cell Repair. And you buy two bundles, you get one free. An enormous deal at brainhealthformulas.com, or you can get it in person at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo going on now at 395 and 4th Street, the Merck, the old Minden Mercantile Company in downtown Minden. I told you about the Dopexil. I got to tell you about the Shilajit. You know, I love the Shilajit. Derek knows I've taken a real liking to the Shilajit. It's a herb. It's a resin. It's found in the Himalayas. Am I right here, Derek?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, you first introduced our audience to the, I call it the shill, or sometimes I call it the JIT, as I call it, like over a year ago. Well, get this. Shilajit is now on the shelf. They're selling it at Sam's Club. Two different brands. So it's very popular now. And again, folks, we heard about it from Derek Lee first over a year ago. Again, your research puts you on the forefront. Now, there is a difference, I'm sure, between your Shilajit and the Sam's Club Shilajit. How do you find your source? How is yours different?
I spend months searching for sources, and we seek a nice balance of fulvic acid is the key factor in any Shilajit. If you're going to shop around for it, look for a high concentration of fulvic acid. That's the primary factor in Shilajit. The one we have has 50% concentration of fulvic acid, fulvic and humic acids. And so the rest of it is bioavailable minerals like iron and copper, molybdenum, things like that that I believe we're severely deficient in. So I actually like to use Shilajit as a natural iron source, because when we have natural sources of vitamins and minerals, then our bodies and our brain can actually utilize the nutrients much more efficiently than arguably the vitamins we can buy at the stores.
It's a potent antioxidant, and you were first. All right, we're going to take our break here, Derek, and be back with you. Derek is right now willing to talk to you folks at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo going on from now to 2 at 1600 Esmeralda Avenue, 395 and 4th by Minden Park at the Merck, the old Minden Mercantile Company in downtown Minden. I'm John Potter, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current temperature in Reno, 43 degrees. I'm John Potter. One more segment now with Derek Lee on location. Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com is right now at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo until 2 today, 1600 Esmeralda Avenue, downtown Minden, at the Merck, the old Minden Mercantile Company building in downtown Reno. I feel great with your products. You really keep me going, Mr. Derek. I got one thing that I am in need of for my mental health. I don't know if you were listening when I came on at 9 o'clock this morning, and it was a very depressing half hour. It always is with me anyway, right? But especially today, because yesterday, this beating up America was in my face. Walking through, seeing the protests, I see both sides. I see validity at both sides of the issue. That's not really the thing. The thing is that I feel America has become disrespected. We seem to be a punchline. It doesn't look like I'm bummed out. I'm bummed out. What do you have in terms of a mood elevator? Something to take a little bit of the minor depression away. What do you have at BrainHealthFormulas.com?
Dopexil would be the best. That's going to improve dopamine. That's going to improve serotonin production. And those are the two primary hormones that stabilize our emotional state of being. And there's oxytocin nasal spray. Both of those actually contribute to stabilizing the emotional state of ourselves, to being able to be okay with the upheaval of this country right now, to be okay with the upheaval of the planet. It's all okay. This is all part of the experience of being in human form is a little bit of chaos, a little bit of upheaval, and usually we get to some type of resolution in the near future. So we just have to endure and be safe and stay peace of mind.
That is so well said. You do a little psychiatry there too. You got your mind right. I mean, hopefully it all calms down now. Right now, everything could stand to improve. But the Dopexil gives me energy. Shilajit puts me in a good frame of mind. And I again, my third testimonial here It works. So anyway, we have 7 more minutes with you, Derek. Go ahead and bring up anything you want to. Once again, I have to tell people you're there until 2 at the Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo. Go ahead, Derek.
So I also want to just communicate to all of our listeners that the buy two, get one free of the bundles is not limited to the necessity bundle. That also includes the brain and nerve bundle. That also includes the weight loss bundle. So if anyone wants to buy either one of those, just buy two of one specific bundle and you'll get the third one for free. And we'll just include that on shipping. There's no special code needed. And we'll do all that on shipping. So just buy two bundles and we'll automatically ship a third one with your order. And so that includes the weight loss bundle, the brain and nerve bundle, and the necessity bundle. So each one of those, buy two of each of one bundle, and we'll send a third one for free.
All at brainhealthformulas.com. Now, you said you brought the new bundle out there where you are. What other products can you sell there? What did you bring that people can purchase right there in Minton?
We brought those three components. If people don't want the bundle, we also have, I think we have brought 50 bottles of Restore, 50 packages of Dopexil, and the Cell Repair. And we also brought quite a few Lactoferrin, which is a great gut health formula. So those are the four we brought because it's pretty well-rounded, and I think it can be beneficial to just about anyone. So we brought something that doesn't take a lot of explanation, especially in a very loud room. So that's kind of what we chose, and just to try to make things easier for people to choose from. And we can also take orders here if you just want to order something we don't have. We can also take orders live in person as well. So if anyone wants to just reach out and contact me, my phone number is 775-634-7789. And I'm happy to talk to anyone about anything and explain in greater detail any of our formulas as well. So feel free to call. Lots of people call me. I talk to people. I provide information. Even if it has nothing to do with my products, a lot of people call just to ask my advice. And I'm happy to do that. As anytime anyone wants information, I'll provide that as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy you're in person out there. You're in Minden. You're there until 2. Where are you going to have lunch today in Minden? What do you recommend?
I don't know, to be honest with you, John. The Schatz Bakery has always been one of my favorites.
Yes. Oh, they
Minden
are so
now.
Good.
That's a good one.
I go to Bishop. I go to Bishop, California. Yeah. I eat at the Schatz Roadhouse. Have you ever been there?
That's the best one. That's the original.
They're all great, but the Schatz Roadhouse in Bishop, and the prices are decent. They're pretty low, and you get stuffed out there. Good choice,
great.
My man. All right.
Yeah.
So, anything else, my friend?
775-634-7789. That's my phone number. And come on down and visit us.
Are there presentations there, Derek? Are you making a presentation?
Not necessarily. There's just a lot of people circulating. A good friend of mine, Pat, just showed up. And there's lots of people. I've seen about 15 customers already walk by while I've been talking to you, John.
What is your number one query that you get? What question? What ailment, I guess, do people ask
memory.
You more?
Memory is the biggest. Memory and gut health are the two biggest things people want answers to.
Wow.
Memory is the big one. Yep. Even people in their 30s and 40s are dealing with memory issues these days.
Does it seem to be more than ever memory issues? Is there something going on out there?
You know, I'd like to think it might have to do with the food. It might have to do with just how much we beat ourselves up these days, from extreme sports to not drinking enough water. I believe there's so much conflicting information that nobody knows what to believe. And we just kind of abuse our bodies because nobody knows what's real anymore. And so this is one of the things that I like to advocate for is, at a minimum, I like to just provide information. And I believe the information I'm providing is.
Oh, did we lose him there, Craig? Oh, well, we're down 5.
Oh, there so there's just a lot of information.
Can
you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I believe it. Information is the key.
Overload. And we're overburdened. And we're oversensitized. I mean, all I got at home is three cats and a wife. And it's just too much, Derek. It's just this gadget, this thing, this has to be replaced.
It's a lot. It's a lot every day.
And there's no more simple life anymore.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, well, Derek, it's been a pleasure. Now, I'm sorry I took your attention away from all the people who want to talk to you. So have a great Carson Valley Wellness and Healing Expo where you have a table set up. You brought your products to sell. And the big deal today, the new bundle, the Necessity Bundle, which includes Restore, Dopexil, and Cell Repair. And you buy two bundles, folks, you get one free. And the easier way to get it is by stopping by and seeing Derek. He's there till 2 in downtown Minden today. Otherwise, you can go to brainhealthformulas.com. Derek, hey, talk to you next Saturday, my friend. Absolutely. I get to hear myself. Oh, what a beautiful voice that is. I could hear in the distance. I'm John Fowler, live and local. Septic is the topic after Fox News next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.